Greetings, audio boomerians. Your regularly scheduled Gwen Tlian has been abducted and replaced with Ribbit. Yes, the frog. Shannon the frog. Oh, good grief. I think something is honestly wrong with me, other than the obvious. My brain just doesn't operate. Operate? Yeah, it don't operate like those are normal people. It doesn't operate within normal parameters. The reason I say that is that as soon as I said Shannon the Frog, I immediately thought of this hymn called What a Friend We Have in Jesus, only I thought, what a frog we have in Shannon. Oh, I have to confess, I don't even particularly like that hymn. And on the few occasions when we sing it at my church, I find myself thinking, oh, okay, if we have to. I think I prefer What a Frog We Have in Shannon, All Our Croaks and Ribbits to Bear. But I'm not going to sing that because you would not like the results. Yes, I woke up this morning to find that I had a massively sore throat and a hacking cough, and on top of that, a case of the Hershey squirts, to put it bluntly. So it would appear that I am suffering from the flu with a vengeance. Yay fun. And I just thought I'd post a little boo and show you how croaky I am. So if I start coughing, I most sincerely apologize. But if you continue to listen to this, you might just have to put up with it. Now, you can call me Eddie Kasprack if you want, which is a Stephen King reference, but I tend to keep a fair amount of patent medicines in the house, not nearly as much as he did, but enough that when I get sick, I can sort of help myself as much as possible out of whatever is attacking me. Well, I discovered today that my supply of patent cold medicines has gotten low, and I don't have any throat lozenges whatsoever. I do have some cough medicine, thank God, and some Neocitrin, but I have absolutely no cough drops, no Halls, no Cipacol, no Ricola, no Sucrets. Sucrets? We don't need no stinking Sucrets! Yeah. So, I am out of luck, and of course, wouldn't you know it, my friend Kim called me from the grocery store where she was shopping with our friend Tracy, and she said, do you need anything? Well, I was having a lot of other problems at that time and not thinking particularly straight, and I forgot that the grocery store she was at actually does contain a pharmacy, so I should have said, yes, would you mind picking me up some Sucrets or Cipacol or something? I think Halls at this point would not be heavy duty enough. I need to go for the really strong stuff. Speaking of that, I think I'll take a whiskey and honey. That might help. I wish I had some. Yeah, so I did not think about that, and hence we have no throat lozenges. Meh! So then, before I realized that I was going to have issues with my back end, I made the mistake of eating a bit of lunch. I had some tuna on a garlic biscuit, which would normally not give me problems. And then, yeah, I discovered that eating food right now is probably not a good idea unless it's something like, I don't know, chicken soup. Speaking of food, I could not sleep last night. I had forgotten to take my requisite chamomile tea until fairly late. So, and when I finally did, I still was having a hard time just getting to the point where I was sleepy. So I thought, oh, I'm kind of hungry. I ate supper a long time ago. Maybe a nice, hot, relaxing bowl of oatmeal would help. And I had some in the cupboard. I had bought a big box a while ago of Quaker maple and brown sugar instant oatmeal, which I used to like very much when I was a kid and thought I would still like today. Turns out, folks, that ain't so. It is disgusting. It's way too sweet for me. And then, wouldn't you know it, even though I looked up the directions online and I used a measuring cup, stupid me, added too much water. Maybe the directions were wrong, I don't know. So it was absolutely gross oatmeal. And yeah, that was not very satisfying. And then I couldn't even eat lunch later. Good grief. Oh, well. Also, before I realized that I was going to have issues, I tried to make myself a coffee. I got my mug and my K-cup ready, put the mug under the coffee maker, turned the Keurig on, put the K-cup in, pressed the button, and the Keurig went, and wouldn't do anything. I checked to make sure I had enough water, and yes, of course I did, but it would not make my coffee. So apparently I have a foobarred Keurig. Yay. Then, about an hour later, my computer decided that it would start having massive issues. A couple people got to hear about my computer-related frustrations earlier in the week. Two of whom might be listening now, or actually, or at some point. Not now, because I'm broadcasting now, or recording now. But, you know. And I thought I sorted out my computer problems, only to discover today that I had more. I went to comment to someone's boo and opened up the page in Internet Explorer, and the whole thing crashed. Explorer crashed, my screen reader crashed, everything went bye-bye. Then when I got the computer back up and running again, my screen reader informed me that I had updates. So I thought, okay, well, I'll install the updates. Maybe that'll fix my audio boom crashing and also an issue that I have with my email client where it is no longer reading me the headers of emails. I installed the updates. It wanted me to restart the computer. I did that, only to discover that my keyboard shortcut for this particular screen reader had been taken away. Then when I went to create a new one, I got the message, "Access denied. You must have administrator privileges to complete this operation." Well, I do have administrator privileges, for Pete's sake. And then I had to fluff and fart around in account controls, figuring out how to make sure I had administrator privileges. And I checked the radio button in the advanced properties of the shortcut creation thing that gave the program administrator privileges, and it still gave me the same message. Oh, so then I tried Audio Boom with a different screen reader, and it still crashed my Explorer and crashed my screen reader. So I have no idea what's up with that. I might have to install Mozilla Firefox, which I've never had to use in the past, and hence decided just not to bother installing, but I'll try Audio Boom with a different browser. I'll also try it in Safari on my iPhone. Although my phone is being incredibly laggy and not as bad as it was, thank God. When I installed the iOS 10.3 update on Saturday, I think it caused some corruption and I had like serious lag and apps weren't responding properly and opening properly. But then there was another update that came out yesterday and I installed that. Thanks very much to Eric for letting me know. And that did help to some extent, thank God. So yeah, I can at least use Safari now without having to like wait 10 seconds for it to read anything on the screen. So I'll try Audio Boom and Safari and see what happens. And then I suppose if I want to fight with the computer some more later, I'll install Firefox. I have no idea why Audio Boom is crashing things like this, because other websites don't do that, but it is most annoying. So if anybody else has that issue, please do let me know. I'm curious to know if it's just me. Anyhow, folks, I'm rambling your ears off here and not saying anything of particular interest, so I think I'm going to stop this. Also, I need to stop talking because my throat feels like it's on fire. Oh. I have this lovely blackberry cocktail that I bought with my last grocery order, and I think I'll drink some of that. It might really help. So I shall croak at you all another time, and I hope you're all feeling a lot better than I am. Take care, folks. Bye for now.